The Internal Displacement Monitoring Center has been monitoring conflict-induced displacements, internal displacements, since 1998. And in 2008, together with UN OCHA, we carried out the first study trying to come up with a global estimate of people displaced by sudden onset natural disasters. And the study we've just released today is a follow-up to that, looking at global estimates of people displaced as a result of sudden onset disasters in the world in 2009 and 2010. And if we look at the findings, we found that in 2010, over 42 million people had been estimated displaced as a result of sudden onset disasters, of which 90% or corresponding to 38 million had been displaced by climate-related disasters.
In keeping track of the natural disasters and displacement, have you seen any major increases in the number of natural disasters over the years?
The fact is that we've only been looking at disaster-induced displacement since 2008. So we've only got three-year data to go by. So we're in no position to comment firsthand on the increase of disasters over decades. What we do know is that other organizations or institutions are reporting that the number of climate-related disasters has increased significantly over the last 20 years. Over 38 million people were displaced in 2010 as a result of climate-related sudden-onset disasters. And in climate-related sudden-onset disasters, we're looking primarily at floods and storms.
And what parts of the world were hardest hit?
Throughout the 3 years, over three-quarters of the people displaced globally were displaced in Asia. And when we look at the number of large-scale or mega disasters, the majority of these over this period was in Asia. This is not to say that other continents such as Africa or the Americas are not affected, but the reality is that because of the scope of disasters and because of the number of disasters and because of the high level of population in Asia, we have found that over these 3 years, Asia has been consistently the most affected continent.
Now, when you use the word disaster, that alone conjures up an image of widespread destruction. But in your report, you use the term mega disasters. What is a mega disaster?
Okay, we're defining a mega disaster as a disaster which is estimated to have displaced over 1 million people. The biggest mega disaster that we came across was the Sichuan earthquake in 2008, which displaced over 15 million people.
Would you consider drought a disaster? For example, in parts of East Africa, Somalia especially, they're going through a terrible drought causing displacement. Would that be considered a disaster?
It's definitely a disaster, but it's not part of the disasters that we've investigated because it's considered to be a slow onset disaster. We have really focused on sudden onset disasters.
And what do you hope to do with this information?
The first purpose of the information is really to highlight the scale and the scope as well as the complexity of the issue that we're dealing with. So really to create awareness and contribute to mobilizing decision makers into action, both in terms of practices but also in terms of policy. The other objective is to continue doing this work over a period of time, so that we can develop a baseline against which we can analyze trends and patterns of disaster-induced displacement. It's very much a means towards better understanding disaster displacement and mobilizing decision makers for action.